Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, that was Give Me with Sir Magnus, and you guys are listening to Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro. This is going to be one of those nights. Grab onto your phones. We've got a lot of calling in on 773-897-6461. A lot of fun, a lot of things happening, you guys. The greatest thing we had was we had our winner of one of our prizes last night, and it was Cheryl from New York. She is the winner for the Christmas basket this week, and we're all excited. Can't wait to do it again next week. Tune in, get into the Christmas basket. How you do that is you go into psychicsgonewild.com. On the left side, you'll see a spot. It says fill out hit that spot right there. It's a Christmas basket, and it's real simple. Just fill out the technical difficulties of your email, your name, the fun things you got. Give me a name that I can say over the radio, and we will give that Christmas basket to that email. Please, if you do get a chance and can put your snail mail, do. We just found our winner. Those of you who know Mary G was our first winner. She just notified me today and gets her snail mail. Go, Mary. You're rocking. Very happy she put it down. It was like getting another Christmas present. It will be, and those will be going out to the mail with everyone. We are going to be sending them media bulk mail, so it does take a couple days. But the great thing is you're getting a free present from Psyche's Gone Wild, and we're saying Merry Christmas to all of you. Thank you for your support. Got a lot of callers, a lot of people on the phone. We're going to turn around and hang on tonight. We have a very excellent song in our middle part of the show as we were given permission by Sir Magnus, and we will be playing another song of his again. Those of you who have been paying attention and listening to the music have been telling me that you really like the story of it. The story of Sir Magnus was a long time ago. A sorcerer by the name of Sir Magnus lived where he would use music and magic to make his influence stronger. Fearing his power, conspirators set his fate in motion. Knowing his end was coming, he affixed his soul to his most prized mask in his collection, the Mask of Nerafidi. The collection was lost and transported throughout eras of time. Up-and-coming singer Trevor dreams of becoming a legend, stumbles across the mask, and realizes that something supernatural happens when he dons the mask. As he sleeps, the soul leaves the mask and inhabits the body of Trevor. Sir Magnus becomes his protagonistic, his one goal to come back in a new form. And you guys that are listening continually to listen will know as we get to talking here a little bit more, as that music is just great. Remember to always go onto iTunes, or you can catch us on our front site and pick and buy these songs. You know, we all have a lot of you guys tease me. I'm looking at it. I wonder how to get it. Always with our people, you look at the front page. Make sure you go in, get on PsycheGoneWild.com. We do promote the ones that, you know, let us use their music or let us, you know, play the music. It's a very gifted song. This song was picked, and reason everyone does, like you guys on Psyche's Gone Wild are saying, it's just a very positive song. And so looking there, we will be playing another song here a little bit later, and we're going to go away with 513. You're live on Psyche's Gone Wild. This is Psyche Jethro, and how are you tonight? Hello, 513?
Hi, this is Kim. How are you?
Great, Kim. We are obviously a little wild. I was beginning to worry that you were out partying without me.
Oh, I was trying to hide from my kids.
If they are acting like that, it's okay. You know,
they're just so loud. Anyways, I was calling to see what you could tell me about my future career.
Okay, Kim, and I thank you for calling in, and I'm going to look here at the energy. The guides are showing me that you have experience, I feel, with sales. They're telling me that you're able to, with people, they keep showing me people and you working together. They're showing me that you said future career, and what the guides and angels are showing me with you, Kim, is they're showing me that it's going to work out to be a very strong time of your life, and something else is going on. I feel a career move coming here with you real strong that I feel like you've already put in. The people that you're dealing with right now are working with you financially. I see money as what I'm seeing.
Okay, and
I need to get dates with them, because sometimes with the guides, this is the hardest part with being gifted. But what I love what the angel's showing me with you is they said that there's financial in February coming from work and some things happening. You've been under a lot of stress right now, Kim. I'm feeling that they're telling me that you are, the holiday season isn't the problem with you right now. The problem with you right now and the situation is you have a lot of potential, and it looks like the market or something's going on with where you're applying or looking for more of a financial reprieve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, my husband just got a job, and we found out we're staying here. We thought we were going to move for a while. But I stay at home, so I just need to get out of the house. I need to get back in the workforce, though. And I'm not sure which direction to take, so.
That's what I feel, and I feel you're going to be working out. I feel it's going to be in that with business, like I said. The guys were telling me there. And, Kim, I'm glad you called us again. You always listen in. You're one of our followers. Did you put in for our Christmas basket?
I did, yep.
Cool.
That.
And we've got Sir Magnus here. You know, we've got, I mean, that is just phenomenal music. We've had a lot of guests saying, you know, they're buying the music to listen to at home. I think it's just a very positive. What word would you describe his music?
I think it's relaxing.
Oh, excellent. That's good. We're putting in contest. Kim, I put your name in the basket here. Please make sure you go on and put on the email. You know, good luck on the Christmas basket. And thank you for calling in, and we'll keep our prayers
headed
to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're enjoying ourselves. This is Psychics Going Well. This is Psychic Jethro. We got through. We were playing it. Those of you who were having fun here, we're having everyone given that really good energy of what's going on tonight. We have been very fortunate, as I was reading you the biography and a little bit of the knowledge here of the music a little behind, we have as our guest tonight the most really gifted singer and very positive individual who write and did the song there of Gimme, and that is Sir Magnus. Sir Magnus, how are you tonight?
Fine, yourself. How are you guys doing today?
Good. We've got the phones really packed. Your song is just so positive, and you heard there our last caller that just called in. We're having people we're getting the most phenomenal stuff. I've had people write me on Twitter today. I've had a lot of people telling me through my emails. They're just like, that is such a good song. I let them know with iTunes they can get your music, and I have a couple questions for you if you're okay if I ask you a few questions about your music.
Yeah, definitely. I just want to say thank you to everybody who's listening, and ask away.
Great. Thank you. One of the questions we had is that your music is just very positive, upbeat, and who motivates you to do the music? Is this music that you listen to yourself, or is this music that what motivates you, I guess is the word they're asking.
What motivates me? I guess music in general. I listen to a lot of different music. I have to say one of my favorite singers is Beyonce, though. She's just amazing. I love her as an artist and everything. So she definitely is a reason on what I want to do and what makes me want to be an actual singer. But there's a lot of other stuff. I like Michael Jackson, as everybody knows. I love Leanne Rimes, and I think that kind of just motivates me. And I listen to a lot of pop music, too, so that also helps.
Excellent. From CLE and Oklahoma, I love your music. Are you into doing really sad songs? Is there songs that you're going to have that are going to come out that are sad?
Actually, there are a couple songs I'm working on with the project I'm working on now, which is called The Decree. We definitely have a lot of upbeat stuff, but some new stuff is going to be a little bit darker, but not too dark. But definitely there are some sadder songs. I mean, you got to take the good and the bad with life, and I have some already. I just haven't had a chance to release them yet, but they will be coming.
Very good. And we have here from Brian in Utah. Is there any way that I can get a website or give us some information on how he can buy some of the music? He said he's trying to get he wants to get the song, and I guess he's seen Waiting, which we're going to hear a little later. You gave us permission to listen to, and we're going to get to hear that at our break. And we thank you, Sir Magnus. But the song Waiting, he wants to buy it. So could you tell him where would he go to get this music from you, Sir Magnus?
Well, Waiting is not available yet. It is going to be out shortly. But when it is out, it will be able to be viewed on iTunes, and I believe you can also get it from the Reverb Nation website. And also, you can also get it off of Facebook, too. So it's www.reverbnation.com/SirMagnus. And then, of course, on iTunes, it's going to be Sir Magnus also.
You were rocking, I'll tell you, I've been so impressed that I love this type of music, and I just was very impressed with you've got an R&B smooth sound, you've got the pop, like you said, you've got it going on, and then all of a sudden, I'm seeing your name on here, I'm seeing it over here, and I thank you for being here, and if it's all right with you, we at Psychics Gone Wild, I say me and Casey Kelly and a few of us others that are together here that do the work for Psychics, I would like to put you on our PsychicsGoneWild.com site as a positive and a special guest star. You've come on the show, and we just feel real honored to put your name on there, Sir Magnus, and where people can pick your music, and they can, go on and buy it at iTunes, and you guys can look on our site. If that's okay with you, Sir Magnus, we'd like to put you on our site.
That's fine. I would love it. That would be amazing. That's make my day or night.
thank
you, guys. That means a lot to definitely have that, to be on it like that.
Thank you very much. It means a lot to us with the music, and we have had a lot of people through this year that we've started this PsychicsGoneWild.com site. We love all you guys that have been coming on, and, Sir Magnus, and we had so much last night with the emails. We were laughing at, your song come out, and we had people just writing us, and we got a really good question here from Texas. The question is that you have really inspired me. This is a 12-year-old who's they're writing. I said, you really inspired me by listening to your song last night. I felt very good. I just want you to know that, it's nice to feel and hear the music, and I really like the way that you put out with the energy, and they're asking if there's anything that you really were curious about with the mask. Was this something that you came upon, or did you kind of know, like, psychically or feel that this was going to happen, this mask?
I wish I had something awesome like that, but I didn't. It's kind of funny. I had to get a mask that I needed because I like masks. You know, I always wear weird stuff from time to time. And this, I found this mask was for a party I was having because I had a masquerade ball. And I've always wanted to go to one, and I decided to have one for my own birthday party. And when I saw that mask, I was like, oh, my God, this mask is it. And I bought the mask to my future, and I said, it has to be awesome like this mask. And then that's how I got to get up with the mask. So it's awesome. I love it. And I hope that answered the question.
You did answer the question. Thank you. I've had a lot of you. I've got people writing going, you just seem so nice and honest. Well, what do you guys think? I mean, I love it. Any of you guys who've had a chance to look on Reverend Nation, look, you know, he has his pictures there. Very gifted. I've had people just writing into me, just boom, boom, boom. I do love that. Thank you guys in the chat room. You know, we are here tonight. So I am just catching as fast as I can with everybody. We have a really good opportunity here to ask Sir Magnus a few questions. We're going to make it real quick, you guys. I know there's a lot of you on the phone still, and we got a question here real quick that here we've got from Delaware that when we were playing the song, when he heard the song last night, they did notice that this the beat and the rhythm seemed really like they'd heard the song. Is this your first cut of this song, or is this a remake, is what they're asking?
Well, this song actually, there is another version of the song. And this version that we have is the Beat Jockeys remix to it, which is awesome. Two guys that I work with out of Utica, and they did an amazing job on it. And we decided to go with that one. It might be a little reminiscent of Britney Spears' Gimme, because they kind of have the same, vocal inflection. It's funny, when I wrote the song, and I was like, this song reminds me of something. It reminds me of Britney Spears. Because she has a song called Gimme, too, and it's two different things, but it's so similar because, you know, they're both called Gimme. But, yeah, that's pretty much the story of that. But, yeah, there's two versions of it. Both the versions are on Verb Nation, and both will be included on my project, which is called The Decree, which comes out in a couple weeks, actually.
Excellent. We know you're really going with the energy. We're going to thank you for this. You know, thank you for doing this. You know, you're always welcome to listen to Sir Magnus. I better get back to the psychic readings. And, you know, those of you who are waiting, he gave us permission here. We're going to hear Waiting by Sir Magnus here in another 12 minutes. We've got a couple people who want to do a real quick reading. And thank you, Sir Magnus, for giving us the time and the effort. And blessings to you. And as we know, next year, he's going to be one of our top singers. All of you guys go out and buy his music. Let's promote this man. Get him up there where we can get to see more.
Well, thank you guys for having me. It's truly an honor. I'm glad that you guys have me on the show.
Thank you very much. And we're going right into, this is Psychics Gone Wild, 440. You're on here and you're going, oh, my goodness, 440, how are you?
Hello.
What are you doing? Hi.
Hi. Sorry about that. Dogs are gone. That's it for a minute. I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. It sounds like it's a party there. We just were talking to Sir Magnus, doing really great and enjoying the music and doing some psychic work here. And this is Psychic Jethro. I feel with you some energy. If you'll give me your name and date of birth, I'll give you the reading. Or do you want to just do a question? I feel like you've got a definite purpose in mind.
Sure. My name is Tony, September 14th, 1967.
Okay. All right. And Tony, what I'm feeling here with you that you've got a commitment. They're telling me you've got some things going on and some deadlines here, because I'm seeing that you're looking at the future and it's going to be a lot of things happening. They're telling me that your future seems to be really happening here a little quicker than you wanted. You're kind of looking, and the angels and guides are telling me that there's going to be a whole strange push here for you.
Huh. I called with a question about work. I'm kind of looking at taking a specific class to help me out with work. I'm not sure exactly where I'm going to look for that class, but just want to know if that was going to be part of my move up into more programming, a different position with another company, or with the company I'm at currently.
Okay, that's intense. And what they're telling me, and they're showing me that, and they're saying that this move, I do feel that it's going to be there. It is. I'm saying yes. They're telling me yes. The guides are. They're telling me that this. That's what I feel like. They keep saying deadlines. They're showing me like it's all coming together. And then I'll let you interpret your reading, Tony. But what they keep showing me, that's what I was right on with what they were asking. But they just, I'm not wording it, because what they're showing me with you is they show me that you're there. There's deadlines. There's things going. It's going to happen. They're also showing me that there is a financial, looks like there's some kind of pressure or something with the company that you're dealing with.
Yeah, I just started with this new company about a month ago, and I know they're letting go of like almost 2 dozen people. They're cutting the fat, and I'm not really exactly sure how bad or good things are, but things are definitely in flux there.
That's what I'm feeling. And I'll tell you what else I'm really feeling with you is I'm feeling like it's happening to be such an energy that's going to be going into with everybody else. And your life right now is a really strong energy of it's going to be, you're going to get through this, but it is those deadlines. That's exactly what they were showing me. And that's why the career, it looks like the company you've got, they're showing me, Tony, they show you starting with this company, it's kind of going a little bit of problems and they're doing this other, and I see you kind of doing another jump where you're going to get through this in the year. You're going to end up at like the physical year and look at the part of the, by the end of it, doing some things. And then January, they're going to be putting something different coming for you. I do feel you're going to financially get through this. You're under a lot of tents there. That company looks to me like that's, it's funny. We start out and I wanted to go, who let the dogs out, and tease you because I could hear the dogs. But I also was getting a real energy that it's like that's how it is. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's just everything's happening for you that intense.
Huh. Okay, great. So things will turn out okay, just a little intense.
Little intense, and that's what they're telling me, and that you also got to be, make sure you get with me on, at PsycheJethroAOL.com, presenting an abundance prayer. We got to be getting some financial people. We're talking about, putting out that intense energy during these times we're in, because I feel like the company is going through this, but I do feel it's intense. They tell me that there's something else there that it's like the company's going to, they may want to cut back, but you're a valued employee, and they may move you or something. I don't see them completely just dropping you out.
Okay. Yeah, they just hired. Well, yeah, I'm new, so I don't know exactly how things are going to work out there. Okay. All righty. But the class thing, that's kind of my main concern right now, is getting certified in this one piece of software to help me write programs. Do you see me doing that through a community college or... or this other option I might have with a person who teaches it through companies. Do you see which one's a better move for me?
I think the move will be the person with the company, and I see it go, and I see it happening. I do see that you're a very valued worker. I see that you're in a competitive field in areas and a good financial in there working, and I see it's going to be with the person. They said the guys are telling me that real strong, and I know we're going to keep our blessings for you, Tony. You're one of those survivors. That's part of why everything's going boom. It's like with the energy. So that's what I'm seeing.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Jethro. And yeah, I love the opening piece of music. That was really good. I enjoyed it.
Thank you very much, and hang on here. Don't go. In about 6 minutes, we're going to play the second song here of Sir Magnus's, and that's good to know. He, I think it was very cool. He comes on. He just seems like a very nice, obviously gifted musician, and it's just, I'm glad you like that. Thank you. And we were asking people for a word for it, and what would you kind of an I word that you would say that for his music?
It's kind of uplifting, I guess.
Very cool. Thank you, Tony. Keep listening, and don't forget to put in for a Christmas basket. It'd be nice to have, we've had so far one mail win. We need to get some of this. It's got to be fair, ladies. You guys are taking all the prizes this year.
Okay, will do.
Thank you,
Jethro.
You're welcome, and this is Psychics Gone Wild, and we are going wild, and what we're doing is we're getting in a lot of you on 773-897-6461. We're going rolling right along. We're going to 239. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you?
Hey, Jethro.
Hi.
I'm cold. Tell me about Sacramento. Anything. Finances, rooms, computer, anything.
It's Diane. It's our little psychic little wonder out there that's just having a little party. You're going to come on and do a show with me one day, and we're going to just have the best fun. I feel it. You tell me to tell you about California. You're cold. I'm a little chilly over here in Tampa, Florida. And what the guys are telling me with you that what's going and happening is you're at a cycle of energy that is going to be really developing, not only as you've been going at this, but there's a new level for you. And part of what's happening that you said, Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
You're there. You are our little wild wonder, and I'm just really happy to hear from you. I always keep my prayers out and know you're having fun. The journey seems to be, as things are going there and happening, they tell me that you're going to be going in and getting some other uplifting energy here. You know, we were talking earlier to some other Christians and some other work, and they said the white energy of this work with your Native American and your shaman path is to strengthen and empower those around. This is going to be a time at this town that's going to be helping others. I also see that you're going to be strengthening both of your eyes as guides, and they're going to be helping you too. And I welcome you to keep going, Diane. We're going right along down the path. 858, how are you doing tonight?
Hello, Jethro. I'm doing well, and how are you doing?
Wonderful. This is Psychic Jethro, obviously, and you are?
And my name is Shauna.
Shauna, thank you for calling in, and you know, welcome. Make sure you follow and stay along with us. I'm feeling here with energy with you, Shauna, that you've got a specific question in mind.
Yes, I do. Well, there is a man, my friend. He has not been in contact for a while. Like, we have not talked, and I don't know why. Do you see that he will be back into my life? Do you see that this friendship will continue, or this person closed the door on me?
I feel that it is going to continue. I feel there's some outside situation going on, and I keep feeling when the guide said this that I feel a little bit of sadness and tears. He got upset. They're telling me he was upset, and some other things have gotten to him, Shauna, and I feel that's going to be what else happens here. I feel that he's not only upset, but I'm feeling from the guide that he also is working on going through some other situations here for it. And at this time, Shauna, it's that time we're going to play a song called Waiting by Sir Magnus. I want you guys all hang in. I will be right back after the song, so don't go anywhere. Continue to do and listen to another wonderful song by Sir Magnus.
And you
Very excellent. Waiting with Sir Magnus. Very gifted song. And 347, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm Crystal.
Great. Thank you, Crystal. I'm glad you called in. And this is Psychic Jethro. I am going to have you give me a little bit of energy here, and then I will give you your reading. I'm picking up a little stress with you. Looks like you're a little tempered.
Well, I have a question also in mind that I've been having on my mind for a very long time. Something happened in Louisiana 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There was this person. It was like a spiritual person, and he was like evil, but I didn't know it. And he did something to me, but I don't know what it is. Like, I got sick in Louisiana. I figured maybe you can help me with that.
Oh, I can help you. I feel like something was done there, and it wasn't done with the right intent. And I feel like, Crystal, you are very you're a very gifted person. I feel like you had a lot of energy, and I feel like that what was done there made you, it was not intended. The guides didn't, the angels and the guides said that he took you into a realm or some energy that he wasn't supposed to. There's something metaphysically that started happening there, and it took a while to get that pulled out of the energy. And they're telling me that you're still fighting that a little bit. He was trying to get you on a path that was not good for you.
Right, but he was trying to pull something from me, I think.
Yes, and unfortunately, it was stronger than what he really thought. And you're a very gifted person. I feel like the angels are telling me that with you that it's going to eventually even be another healing. You're very much going it's like something else is telling me there. The guides are telling me with you that you're working on this very strong. And I keep feeling like, Crystal, that you've got some enemies or some energy on the other side that's trying to mess with you. They want to make you sick. They want to put something on you. It feels like a spell.
No, I have spiritual gifts, but I don't know how to use it. And there's like, I feel it's like I'm being, I don't know how to use it, and it's really powerful. So it's like every time it's like someone's after it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree with you. I know exactly, and I'm getting the chills. Those of you who've read Living in the Psychic Realm in my book know that I wrote about Cass. Cass was a person that's in my book, and he is very much, was like you say, after it there on this plane. And you've got people here on this plane who sense it. I can sense with you, Crystal. You're gifted. I mean, it's like, that's why I laugh when you call it. You're like, I've got a question in mind. I was like, you tempered. And the word for me is I'm getting all these colors and energy from you. You're like a fluorescent disco light. You know, we used to see the disco lights, bing, 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 all these lights, energy coming from you.
Right.
And
mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
Okay, and the energy and the guides are telling me that, you know, and it's you do need to get with a teacher. You know, I know that I'm not only telling you because I do that on my class, you know, look on my class and see with my sight, but I would have you work with some things and get your energy there and first get that shield up, because what's happening is you're just, everyone's seeing it, and there's a lot of light workers. I mean, for me, my first thing is go, Crystal, rock, and then I feel like, well, let's put some shields, because what the angels are telling me is like exactly what you're saying, is that it's and other things are trying to put this out. Now, know all of us, you know, there's a lot of this happening for everyone. In Crystal's case, you've got all this energy, and they're putting all these lights into you, and they're going here. And there's times you don't have a say. When we call downloading, all of a sudden the angels are going here, Crystal, and they're giving you this pour of like what I call Kool-Aid, and all this energy is coming to you, and you're like, I know this. I'm sensing this. And then all of a sudden it's like they just give you, like they grab the gears and they put you in third, fourth, fifth gear, and you're getting your hearing, and your energy is spinning, and there's energies that are going, oh, we don't want her doing that. And so they're throwing stuff at you, hopefully that you will fall, hope that you won't be able to do it. And then what happens is you physically and mentally are getting hurt, because it's hurting you. And it's like, there's where, well, and I would say like some toning. I'd work with you on some balancing. I do that with my students. And I know all these are metaphysical words, but then that way we go together, we work on it and do that half an hour, because I also feel that your angels also know that this is a life where you have to do it. This is some karma where you're repeating that karma in this life, because you were strong in power in the last life, and something in that life was not good took you out. It didn't win, but it took you out. You said, I ain't going. I'm not playing. You were just really stubborn. And they said, boom, and you got into an argument with power, and they took you out. And now this life, you're trying to get all your, pick up all your stuff. And in Native American, they say you're grabbing your coup, you're picking up your energy, you're putting your power, you're putting it in your bag, you're handling all this. And in this life, you are strongly getting it, and then it hits you again. They're also telling me that the love is a hard one for you in relationship. You have people that they get with you in relationship, and then they don't understand. It's, they're in love with the power, not knowing Crystal. You know it.
I don't. I'm kind of afraid to work with anybody these days because I know how to heal and read and all of that, but I don't know how to use it. I can only sense things, and when you have so much power, you don't have any idea how to use it. The one person who could have taught me was my grandfather, and he died before I was born. So,
yeah.
Because I don't know how to use it, everybody, I feel like there's always somebody that's after it, because it's a lot of power, and I don't know how. I don't know how, and I'm, like, afraid to have anyone help me because everybody's trying to go after it. And that's why I was wondering if the person, I know he was trying to steal it, but I was wondering if he had gotten some of it or if he succeeded in any part of that. I mean, I know I still have power, but I didn't know if he had grabbed some from me.
Well, he did, and what happened in the energy, and this is shaman again, you guys are listening in, a Native American, for me to explain this, the power and the energy, your grandfather is on the other side, he is one of your guides, and what happened is this male that did get the other power, this person that went through this with you, did some energy taking, and then what happened is your guides and your grandfather went back and pulled power back. They're allowed to do that on the other side, and what's going to come out of this is it's been stored on there in the energy so that they're working with you and your guides doing it. You have a gift, Crystal, that is so strong, and like you and I both know, that you have enough for like 7 people. You are able to do things that most people can't do. Now, those of you who are calling in or listening are going, whoa, don't freak on me, don't grab mommy and scream. Listen to me. What I'm saying is Crystal's got energy, and she just explained there's different abilities we all have. Crystal's got those abilities all within there. So what they are doing, the person did get some of this. It's not good for what happened to them. They couldn't use your ability to hurt people because you did not willingly let them take all of this. Now what's happened is the energy is releasing like a slow balloon from them, and you're going to feel these surges of it all come back. Also, it's bad karma for what he did, so the guys are giving him what I call a karmic or spiritual spank, is every time this does, he gets a energy to happen. Things are happening odd for this person that did that. They've taken your power. You know, the teacher comes when the student's ready, and Crystal, the guys are telling me you're going to pick a student and you're going to come into a teacher with you that's going to work with you, and you and them are going to be able to do it. You're phenomenal in your area. It's going to be able to do it. Always do it where you work together. It's very affordable. The angels are telling me that you also are going to be helping a lot of other people. I keep seeing that they keep showing me that your eyesight, it has something to do with your vision and your gift. It's going to strengthen together, and you're just going to be able to set and do a lot of work. I keep seeing it like a drumming circle. I see you giving extra out. Because your grandfather did. He had abundance of this energy. He was a very powerful man. And he's telling me that you know how gifted you really are, Crystal. And it's why you were named after that. You are a crystal. You're going to shine. You're going to have many prisms in you and beauty that's going to come to that.
Okay.
You know?
Well, can you tell me anything about my future? Because I'm kind of lost right now. I feel like I'm confused.
I do, and I do see that's going to happen. I do see that's going to be 2 roads. You're going to choose the one that's going to be for you in the work and the things that are happening. They're telling me that you're going to go into that. They're also telling me that it's hard to read ourselves. I know you guys are saying, well, she's so gifted. It's very much that way. We read each other. We compliment. They're telling me that you're going to choose the road where it's going to be some more strengthening, and it's going to be another couple hundred miles that you're going to be going in a different direction a little bit, and it's going to be more better for you there. They're also telling me that financially there's another blessing coming. They said just hang in a little bit, get through past a little bit of the holidays, and know that there's some other financial blessings coming within this move that you're going to do in a couple months. And going right along, we got another client. We only got 19 minutes, you guys. I love you guys. The show goes so fast. 347-908. You're also on live. How are you tonight? Hello, 347-908.
Hello.
Hi, is it you? How are you tonight?
Hi, how are you? I'm fine.
Good. No, I'm fine. We got a lot of you 347s, and we're trying to help everybody quickly. This is Psychic Jethro, and you are?
Hi, I'm Nicole.
Great. I thank you, Nicole, for calling in. And, you know, I am feeling here with you. I'm getting a little distance here. You're going to have to make sure I can feel your energy a little bit. You're a little shy, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yes, very shy.
Yeah, I'm feeling that with energy, and I feel like your path and your energy is got. You've got some ability here too. We've only got the abilities from 347s tonight. You guys, I don't even know where that is. Yes. Is this the mountains or something? I'm picking up mountains around you.
Mountains?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Okay, well, we're going to have to figure out here with you. Give me your little bit of Nicole here. Was there a question you want me to look at? I feel you're a little stand back a little bit. I feel that you like, I keep feeling that. I'm from the Rocky Mountains, but I'm seeing like the Black Hills, or I'm seeing smaller mountains, if you know what I mean. I've been around places, but I'm getting that with you. And I feel like maybe it's your totem or something. Actually, I think that's what I'm seeing. I think your totem flies. So, Nicole, you're going to have to help me a little bit. Give me either a date of birth or give me a question so I can work with, because your guys are showing me beautiful place, but they're a little secretive to me. That's why I knew you were a little shy. They're showing me these beautiful mountains.
Yes. Actually, I had a question that was on my mind. I wanted to know if you can see when I will have my next child.
Oh, very good. Okay. And their guides are showing me here with you, Nicole, that that this is some angelic work with you. You've had some little sadness here with going through the years with this, and I feel like there's something here with children and childbearing that the guides are trying to keep you a little bit calmer.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, that's why. Now, thank you. And I do feel that this is angel work. This is why I'm seeing mountains and I'm seeing the way up there. You got to realize I passed and came back. So by being on the other side when I drowned and being over there, I come back, I see different things uniquely. And Nicole, you had me a little spooked there, because I'm like, I've seen it, all this cool stuff. They're telling me that it's going to happen a little bit later on. They're telling me that you have to heal a little bit, Nicole. Your soul is missing. You long for a child. You're very good. You'll be a good mom, but the guys are telling me that they want you to take a little more time here. You also have something going on there a little bit in situation. I feel like you and the person you love is they're like, you guys are looking and working together on something that you want to really happen. It looks financially like something.
Yes, we're going through some financial problems. You're right about that. Yeah.
And it's okay, because you're having a child will be stronger for you, and I see the gift, but your angels are working with you really strong, and they're saying yes, and they're telling me a little bit later on. They said that it looks like that they want you to take a little more time, and then they keep showing me that it's like a little bit later on. And they're telling me something else too with you that's really ironic, that, you know, I don't know if you knew this, but you definitely have a bird totem. You have a very beautiful bird. It's just, it keeps showing me the strength. They're also telling me that they want you to relax, because your relationship isn't still financial, but the person there is really, you kind of are protective. Even though you're the female, you're a little protective of them. You're kind of like, it's okay, and the financial, you're bringing them through their little hurt. I feel like your lover and your person has went through a little bit of heart hurt from their family.
Right. Yeah.
So really, you are, and I take that as a compliment. I've read all my years here, and I was born with this gift, but you are probably one of the most shyest people. Your guides are a little bit like, okay, and they give me a little bit, and they're like, that's enough, Jethro. You trust me, but your angels are like, that's okay, Jethro, a little bit. Like, you give me a little dabble-do, and I'm like, okay. And they're telling me that this is supposed to, I'm supposed to also let you know that there's some financial things in some, like, it's like, it looks like a wooden desk. I'm seeing like a wooden, I don't know if this is a roll top. It's a desk. There's something about a desk. They're telling me that they're like furniture, wood. There's something about financial there. They're showing me that this is very good. Is it selling antiques? There's something about wood and wood work. Wood.
Wood?
Me. Yeah. Looks to me like an older desk. And they said that there's like, I keep seeing like a wooden desk. And what I keep seeing is like that there is a, like something going on in the corner. You open this drawer, it's like it's been locked, and there's money in there.
Wow.
I thank you, Nicole. And obviously, I would like to read, obviously, get a hold of me at jethrosmith.net, and I will do a reading sometime later. Thank you. Make sure you follow.
Okay.
And thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you and bless you. And going into Psyche's Gone Wild, we're going right down the list here. 505, you're on live with Psyche's Gone Wild.
Jethro, how are you tonight? You are a fast talker.
Thank you. I'm trying to make sure everybody gets in. We've got so many people, and we got so lucky. Sir Magnus came on and sang, and we got to hear him. He just rocks, and all of you guys call in to talk to me and him, and I'm like, I'm supposed to be reading, and I'm trying to talk fast.
You're doing very, very well. You're very articulate. For, you know, if that helps at all, we, you know, I can certainly understand everything that you're saying, so you're doing good. You're doing good.
God.
Wow.
And if I'm living in the psychic realm, I didn't, so we better hope I did.
I understand. how's my romantic life looking? Could you give me a clue?
I got a lot of energy around this with you. Give me your first name.
My name is Paula.
Paula, I'm getting energy that the guides are telling me that it's that you've got someone there that really is. The relationship and the love is awkward. I'm feeling a little bit of heat. I feel like someone has had a little bit of temperament there. There's been something else going on. It's confusing. Your relationship is like a balance going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I've received every sign and symptom of him being in love with me, and he loves me. Mm-hmm.
He's not in love. Yeah, and he's got a little bit of silly here, and we're going to be real blunt about it. You're right about my wording. I have times that words come to me from the guides and the thank you them, but I've had people tease. I have a very high intellectual rate when they look at numbers, and honestly, the way I am and the way I joke, you wouldn't know it. So I thank you for the wording because it's the guides and angels, because I'm just really like a silly goof and personality and real person. And what I'm hearing from your guides, Paula, and they're telling me is he is very much mentally stimulated by you, has the physical stimulation, and is, like you said, not in love, but yet needs to be with you and is having some other energies, like he gets hot and mad and cold with you. I feel the most wildest thing. I'm like, oh my goodness, this guy is like, you know, I'm going to tease your date in the traffic light. He's red, he's green, he's yellow, he's hot. Whoa, whoa, stop here. Come on, bring it in. You know, land that plane. And then we turn around and they're telling me that's what they say. I love it. I got to tell you, you got some funny guys. And I've listened to your guys. They're like, land that plane. And they're showing you, like,
yeah,
I've done everything. And here he goes. He's coming in for a land. And then, whoop, he's off again. And he's saying, and the thing is, he's got your heart. And this is where your angels and guys are going, okay, guy, you know, we're gonna try this one more time with feeling. And he comes whipping around with you, and he's all there. And then he says this, and it is physically, he is not kidding anyone. He's got some other little silly things with you, as you are probably one of the most bluntest women he's had. He wants you to coo him. He wants you to wipe his little lip and go, you little adorable bear. And you kind of go, blah. And then he goes, ah. So off he goes again. And they show him off like, now your guys are making me laugh. They show him like this little puffy, stuffing bear, like stomping off going, did you see what she did to me? But I love her. And then he comes whipping right back in there to give you a bear hug. And that time you're like, sit down and let's go through this with feeling.
He's got the mixed messages down real well. I mean, it's almost like he's the woman in the relationship, you know? Am I just supposed to be patient? I don't play games. I don't do that well, you know, keeping the mystique. Nah, you know, I am who I am, you know? I just don't know what to do. I'm not going to fake date somebody. Oh, I met somebody. No, that's not me. I don't do that. I'm just not sure what to do.
And I got to tell you, what I'm seeing in this happening is you two are in this wild, tangled energy. The guys are saying that you're going to be there with him, and it is karma, and it's you guys are living through three or four lives. What I would suggest, and I would, Leno, get with me at jethrosmith.net and set up an email with me, and I'll do you the one page.
Mm-hmm.
Just on what you two are doing, because you've got about six lives going on. You've got a life there where you were his lover, you were seductive, you took him through the bands, he had a wife. You have a life there where a lot of them, you were the male, you're being the male in this life. You had a life where he was the wife, where you and him agreed to live separately on the plains, and you were living over here, he was living over there, he was raising the kids, you were working, and you were the husband. It's like he was the fickle wife, and he's doing it in this life, and there was a life where you both agreed to you had another person that you slept with and made love to, and he was like the first wife. I mean, I'm talking some polygamy here, and he was the wife. He agreed to do this, and yet he was your wife, and he took pride in this as you was the man, and he's living these lives with you still again. You were always the intriguing one in his life, and it's like, I want to go, what happened to you, dude? It's like something in the karmic energy got in there, and he started stirring the pot. And it's like, you guys have this salad of, I love you, I got you, I want you. Like you said, all these inner energies. And the angels are telling me that you have had other choices, Paula, but you need to clear up this karma. So definitely, I would, like I said, send me pictures. You know, it's always in privacy. And I would look and do a karmic reading and then see what's going to happen with you guys, because you've got some years up and down. And really, if we can get back in the past, pull those energies, do the keywords, do some work with the angels, you guys could get it separated out. Because it is like you said, he is like the woman. And honestly, he is going through some really male mood swings that I'm like, we might check the sugar level here. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah.
You know how you don't want to waste your time and yet you can't help doing what you're doing? I hope he's the one for me. I do. I hope he is.
I feel that he's tied around the energy, and what they're telling me is until we get through the, it's like looking at looking at the candy, until we find that perfect caramel in there right now, he's the one that you're going to have to deal with, and the guys have got you in it. That's why, I mean, not to be honest, you are like the male in this, that there's times you go, I'm trading him in. And then he's like trading in the deal, and you guys are doing it, and you're both doing this male and female energy, and you're doing the stronger part, and then the angels are saying they're doing the other part where he's got it. So what we need to do is look at that. I do feel that he's going to be there, and I've got to tell you that it's an up-and-down road, and then they're looking at here in the energy that they have another choice later, but the problem is until you two get this karma worked out, you wouldn't be happy there neither, because the angels have put you with this person. It's like, oh, my goodness.
Sure.
He's the twister game of love, you know?
It's great. Yeah.
You sound like you're so happy.
Yeah.
Paula,
No wonder I'm afraid of roller coasters in real life. I live it.
We need
Lord.
To get some peaks on this roller coaster. I can see it.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and I will email you probably tonight. And I have to say, I'm on your site right this second. Love the bright green gator. Really, that's a look. Really.
Thank you. The one that was bite my face, or the one that was behind me that yelled mommy. The one that made me yell mommy, and don't let them kids in Florida. They tell you those little cute sea creatures that look so cute, and they talk about those manatees. See one of them underwater, and they are scary. I don't care if they eat just algae. They look like they've got an attitude.
Sure. I get that.
Thank you, Paula, and I will be talking and writing to you soon. Blessings.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too. And we are going on to this. Everyone's all going, what is Jethro doing? We're having fun. And thank you, Paula. You've made my night talking to me about animals. I do have that on my site. I love them. 631, how are you? You're on live, 631. Okay. We're looking here. We're going right into the next caller. 541, you're on live. How are you, 541?
Hello.
Hello. You got to get in, I guess. Can you hear me?
Jethro, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, good. How you doing? I'm glad you got to me. My name is Stan. I'm in Oregon.
Excellent.
Yeah, I've talked to you once before. Back during the summer, I was at the time in South Carolina visiting my cousin, but I'm in Oregon now. And do I need to ask a question, or you want to just go with what you're getting?
What I'm getting with you, and I feel the energy with you, is you're pretty much living your life and doing what you've got here. It's Ronick Stan. I do. You sound familiar, but I read so many. I mean, obviously, you see how many people I read just in a night, not alone in a day. But what the guides and the angels are telling me with you, Stan, is that Oregon seems to be really working with you. I mean, and I feel that what the guides are showing me when you said that there is that you're getting some. I feel like you're picking up some. I want to say people, and that's not the correct word. I feel like you're handling karma there, and I feel like that you're going to also be getting some things there that's going to move you again. There's another move or something happening, but the angels and the guides are telling me, Stan, that you are working there and handling some situations, but it looks like Oregon is agreeing with you for now, and there's going to be some linking with some people that eventually is going to be a stabler place for you. I still feel that you may move one more time. There's a chance you may move again, is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Yeah, my guidance has been working pretty well for me in the last couple of years of my traveling on my motorcycle. And this, it feels right, and my guidance is saying this is a place to be for a while anyway. And so I'm working with a blank canvas, so to speak, while I'm creating whatever it is I'm going to be doing, you know, for a livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
And or what are the things? It might be more than one thing, actually. And I'm working on that, processing that. Feel really good about it. I just wondered if there's something you might be getting that I could add to what I'm already getting that might give me additional perspective or something that would be helpful for me right now.
That's good. And I got to tell you, I keep feeling a lot of colors and creativity with you. And I do feel when you're talking here, obviously the guides are telling me the reasoning that they're doing this, Stan, is that you've already got this in your heart and you're very gifted. You also need to express it. You're talking there, but they keep telling me that I'm sorry, you said to add to. They keep telling me that you've already got some work there that you need to get published or out there. Now, what they keep showing me is it's like making money with it, that there's some gift in you that it needs to be set there. And it's like you're I don't want to say you're stumbling, but you're kind of right now setting back, and you feel it already in your heart. It's there. It's just getting it to there. And it's like I keep hearing like you've got someone at past or something on the other side that's encouraging you and coaching you.
Okay.
Is that helping? I keep hearing that.
Yeah. Any clue what person we're talking about here?
No, that's all right. I feel female is what they told me. There's a female.
Okay.
And she's saying that you've had a lot of sensitivity. You're a very much like putting things together, and that you're going to be sitting down and getting this to make not only the ends meet, but also to feel yourself more back at a whole again. You lost something when this person passed.
Okay. All right. Well, that's lovely. You know, I really dig your vibration. You know, I it feels so authentic to me. And the last time we talked, it was really helpful what you told me, and you know, here we go again. So
thank you.
I'm very grateful for the fact that I made it into your call room tonight. Thanks a lot.
I thank you a lot, and I love to give you more. And they're just showing me colors with you, and I thank you. That meant a lot to me with the compliment. And I know what the guides are telling me. They said it's in your heart, and they're showing me green energy. Green's very positive with the heart energy. They said that you're going to be doing some other things that you're just going to feel good. And thank you. You have good vibes too. I feel very positive towards you. And someday, you know, I know how the paths are, and I've been all over this country. Someday we'll meet, Stan, and I will shake your hand. We'll talk, and I feel that you're going to be doing some work that's going to make you feel very valued again. You know, you're a very...
Okay. That sounds great.
Well, thank you. And going into the thing, it's got 90 seconds left, you guys. The last 7 of you, I apologize, 8 of you, we didn't get to you, but hang in. We will be back. We'll be on here again, you know, 773-897-6461. We have... Casey Kelly does Sunday nights. Tune in then. You know, get your destiny card readings, and remember to follow along, and you get a chance. JethroSmith.net is how you get a hold of me. That's JethroSmith.net. JethroSmith.net is me. And thank all of you guys. I welcome you. We've had a great, wonderful night, and anything I forgot to tell everyone, blessings to all of you. Thank you guys that called in. Next time, we always go as quick as we can, try to get as many of you. Make sure you fill out for the Christmas basket on psychicsgonewild.com. It's on the site there. It'll just fill out your basic information. Follow us. We love you. We welcome you. Continue to listen in. Don't forget, Sir Magnus, buy that song at iTunes. What a beautiful music. Tuning in again, we'll have new stuff going on, as we always do. Blessings to you, from me, to you, to your family, to your friends, to your animals, to all of the ones who are out there loving you. Had a great time. Hope you did, too. Talk to you again. They're going to blink me out. Good night.